May the Lord help us to commence our service this morning with hymn 519. 519. When Ruth a-gleaning went, Jehovah was her guide. To Boaz's field he led her straight, and she became his bride. Hymn 519.
Let us read together from the Word of God, the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 31. Jeremiah, chapter 31. And we'll read the first 30 verses. Jeremiah 31. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adored with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. Planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and gather it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will return their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and will make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rahel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own borders. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall come as a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet that they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul and replenished the sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked, and behold, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so while I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Here, I lead the reading of God's word. May bless it to us and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that enables us to come and gather together in this thy house of God, the house of God, this Lord's Day morning. And we do humbly pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt come and gather with us. Dear Lord, we pray, Lord, that thou art here, the prayer of thy servant in the vestry this morning. And Lord, and we shall not be sent empty away. And there will be something done and accomplished in thy blessed name. And Lord, and thy name, and thy name alone then shall have all the honour, glory, and all the praise. We do pray then, Lord, that thou art help us. We will come, dear Lord, and indeed enter into thy courts as bidden and exalted with praise. Lord, and whilst one and another may have much to mourn over and be concerned about, Lord, yet we have still much to be truly thankful for. Oh, for mercies countless as the sands, which daily we receive. And Lord, it is thy mercy that we are still found on praying ground, and that we have not been cut off as a cumber of the ground, as our sins originally deserve. We pray, Lord, then, that thou art be mindful of us now, and be very gracious unto us. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for all the mercies, our daily needs, and our food and drink, and use of natural faculties, comforts, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie on. Lord, and we thank thee, Lord, that as we know that we've been preserved, Lord, from this virus that is around in our midst, throughout the land, throughout the world. Thy mercies are truly very great, Lord, and we do acknowledge thy goodness. Lord, it may be we've had the vaccine, but Lord, that in itself will not preserve us. It's thy goodness, thy mercy, thy kindness. We desire, Lord, to look up to thee and pray thy blessing upon the means used. Lord, do graciously help us, we beseech thee. Hear then our prayer. Help us now, dear Lord, this day to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Yea, in the very beauties of holiness. And we ask, Lord, that thou would grant, dear Lord, hearing ears and wise and understanding hearts. Grant, dear Lord, that thou would loosen one's tongue. Lord, that thou would hear our prayer and open our mouth and fill it with truth, thy truth. We ask, Lord, thy blessing. O Lord, we do pray thou wouldest indeed draw near and nigh unto us. Lord, thou knowest those that have come hungry and thirsting after righteousness, after the things of God, those that come saying in effect in their hearts, give me Christ or else I die. Lord, we pray that thou would not send them away empty, but oh, that they may go home even with a crumb of mercy from the Master's table, a droplet of water from salvation's wells. Lord, a satisfying portion. Oh Lord, do hear prayer. Why, Lord, we read of thy servant of old. He was to eat and drink. The journey was too great. And he went in the strength of that meat 40 days. Lord, do graciously grant then that which is needed and that which is necessary and required to each individual soul, we do pray. We ask, O Lord, that thou wilt remember us then. Help us to come, indeed, confessing our sin and guilt before thee, whatever the magnitude of that sin might be in our own hearts and estimation. Dear Lord, but thou art holy, thou art just. Thou dost and canst not look upon sin but with abhorrence. But, dear Lord, oh, thou hast made a way whereby poor sinners may approach unto thee through Jesus Christ, the new and living way, and who has declared that in that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Lord, may poor sinners come to thee, dear Lord Jesus, this day, and plead thy name, plead thy blood, plead thy righteousness. And, oh, that sinners may know that they are indeed justified in thy righteousness. Hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we do pray thee. Oh, Lord, do work in sinners' hearts. Do bless souls. Oh, we ask, Lord, that they may have their hearts filled with the love of Christ and love to Christ. Oh, Lord, that thou would be pleased, dear Lord, to unstop deaf ears. Oh, Lord, that thou would grant, dear Lord, that spirit of grace and of supplication to one here and there. Oh, there may be an outpouring of thy gracious Holy Spirit. Oh, dear Lord, we are so dependent upon thee. Oh, Lord, thy word declares, thou didst declare, Lord Jesus, without me ye can do nothing. But, Lord, don't let us just hide there and say we can't do anything without the Lord. Oh, that we may be earnest seekers, and we may thus be blessed finders of the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Hear then our prayer, we do pray. Lord, we ask thee to remember, dear Lord, this cause of truth, and to bless them together, to bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, to make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them, Lord. Remember them each. We pray for our friends that hold office here. Undertake for them, Lord, and graciously help them in all their cares, burdens, and responsibilities. We do pray for our dear beloved friend Benji and his dear one Lydia. O Lord, do remember them for good. Be with Lydia, Lord. Graciously draw near. Favour her soul. Oh, dear Lord, we have read just a moment ago, Lord, in thy word. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Oh, that she may know and have, Lord, this sweet assurance, Lord, that is thus well with her soul. Then draw near and do abundantly bless. Oh, Lord, we think, dear Lord, of the psalmist David in Psalm 23 when he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, that this may be her blessed lot and our blessed lot also, Lord. Oh, each and every one that dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hear them prayer, do uphold our dear friend in the deep trial and indeed the family, Lord. Undertake for them gracious support. May they feel underneath those everlasting arms. And pray, dear Lord, thou be with them. And pray, Lord, for others also. Lord, as we think of our friends also, Jabez and Margaret Rutt at Lamberhurst, Lord, walking in a very similar path. Pray, Lord, thy blessing also. Same things, Lord, rest upon them. Be gracious, be near. Lord, and we pray then again for this cause of truth. We pray for the dear children, the young ones, Lord, do bless their souls. Oh, they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel and be gracious to them. Oh, they may be early seekers and early finders of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, do bless them. Oh, Lord, do very, very near. Lord, remember them. Lord, in this sad, dark, solemn day in which their lot and ours is cast. But dear Lord, we pray thou would help them and support them and strengthen them and be with them, Lord. And oh, that they may indeed, as the dear hymn writer says in the children's hymn, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to say the Bible's true and dare to make it known. And dear Lord, it's not only suitable to the children, Lord, it's suitable to each and every one of us in this dark day in which we live. Or to dare to say the Bible's true. Because, Lord, there are so many around us, Lord, that say that the Bible is not true. And, Lord, we do pray thou art help us to overcome the evil. Or may we overcome by looking alone unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Hear then prayer. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou remember those children, Lord, here that maybe they are or have in the midst of taking exams in. We pray thy gracious help for them. Oh, and dear Lord, whilst they have missed some education, we pray that may not suffer, Lord, and we pray thy gracious help for them. Hear then our prayers. We do pray that remember others here and there, Lord, beside those we've already mentioned, Lord, that many we believe whom thou lovest are sick. We pray, dear Lord, that thou art remember them, put thy healing hand and do restore. And Lord, with some they will take their afflictions to their grave. And Lord, we do pray thy blessing. And we think, Lord, of others in trials and difficulties. And Lord, those that need thee to make a way. Make one another's passage clear. Do undertake. Oh, make thy goodness pass before them. Break down the great mountains of impossibility. Make a way where there's no way. Oh, Lord, why the children of Israel, there they were, beside the Red Sea. But, Lord, it seemed, and it was to them, a total, utter impossibility. But by morning light, they were through on the other side. And they looked, and they saw the enemy dead on the seashore. Oh, there is nothing too hard for thee. Hear then our prayers. Pray, dear Lord, that thou remember, Lord, Zion, Lord, and there's some prodigals, there's some, Lord, that have left and forsaken the house of God. Could it please thee, Lord, to put forth thy hand and snatch them as brands from the burning, make them trophies of grace, cause them to return to their father's house. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless their souls. Lord, and there's many of our fellow countrymen also, oh, that they would turn into the house of God and to hear the gospel that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. Lord, and that thou wouldst not cast them away. Lord, do draw near. Do have mercy, Lord, upon our fellow countrymen, we pray. Hear prayer then, Lord, and those that rule and reign over us. Dear Lord, do mercifully appear. Lord, we ask thee, Lord, to lead and guide and direct them in the affairs of state. And we pray, dear Lord, they may come to right decisions as to what they should do. But, dear Lord, oh, those open their eyes to see that they have passed laws that are abomination to thee, that are found on our statute book. We pray, dear Lord, that thou hear prayer and overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. We do pray thee, O Lord, to arise for our help. Dear Lord, the very present moment, Lord, there are some heads of state, Lord, at meeting together down in Cornwall. Lord, G7, our Lord, they have much on their agenda. Lord, they haven't got thee on their agenda. Oh, dear Lord, we do pray thou open their eyes. Oh, gracious Lord, who mercifully appear. Lord, thou hast changed the heart of Manasseh. And these men and women, Lord, are not beyond the limits of thy power. Oh, and dear Lord, wise Jeremiah tells us, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Oh Lord, we pray thou graciously, mightily work, Lord, in men's hearts, in particular in those in authority over us. We do beseech thee, hear then our prayers, pardon all we ask amiss. Lord, we need thy help, thou knowest. We are totally and utterly, Lord, dependent upon thee. And dear Lord, do come. Fill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. My lips with that life call from off that heavenly altar. We plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us continue with hymn 804. 804. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would believe him and in your best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. Hymn 804.
in dependence upon the Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to chapter we read, Jeremiah chapter 31, and the first clause of verse 18. Jeremiah 31, verse 18. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. These were not the words that I came to chapel with this morning. As I walked into the chapel side here to ascend the steps into the vestry, these words seemed to just seal themselves. And for a moment, I couldn't even think of the text that I thought I was going to preach from. And I just feel compelled to endeavour, to try, to speak from these words here this morning. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. First of all, hear the name Ephraim. Yes, Ephraim was, as you know, one of Joseph's sons that was blessed by his father Isaac just prior to his death. But I think I'm correct in saying this, that here Ephraim was and is indeed another name of all the children of Israel, as you find the children of Israel had various names given to them by in the book of the Exodus, or rather Deuteronomy, where Moses blesses the children of Israel just prior to his death, and why he says this about the children of Israel, why that he calls them, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, again, which was another name of all the children of Israel. But here there's this: I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. It is the Lord that is speaking. And oh, that the Lord may speak to some poor, troubled soul here this Lord's Day morning. I've surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Ephraim then, children of Israel, children of God, why they'd been and have been and still are, they're very guilty from time to time of backsliding, of doing things that they ought not. Yes, sin is sin. God is holy, cannot, does not look upon sin but with abhorrence. But the Lord is merciful, very merciful. And this word here says, I have surely heard. My mind just goes here to what we read here in the prophecy of Isaiah about dear Hezekiah. Why, You know, the Lord had sent Hezekiah a message via his servant Isaiah. And that message was a very solemn one. Yes, and it reads thus, "Thus saith the Lord." You see, what Isaiah had got was not his own words. It was the words of God. The words of the God of heaven. "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." And what did it do? What did it do for Hezekiah? And what will it do, and what does it do for you, dear soul, this morning? Does it have the same effect as it did with Hezekiah? Boy, remember this, that as the first verse reads there, Hezekiah was sick unto death. He was on a bed. But, you know, he turned his face toward the wall. Couldn't get off of that bed. But he turned his face toward the wall. And he prayed. And he prayed to the God of heaven. When we have his prayer from verse 9. In Isaiah 38. But verse 14 of that prayer says this: "I did mourn as a dove, mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me." For, you know, one of our hymn writers says this: "Mine's an urgent pressing case. I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake." But you need the answer, dear soul. We need the answer. We need the answer from heaven. Well, Hezekiah had the answer from heaven. And I believe Ephraim here has the answer from heaven. Does the Lord say, yes, he has sent Isaiah with this solemn message, and he sends Isaiah again, sends him a second time. Oh, yes, and he said to him, "Go, go, and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord." The Lord again. It was the Lord again. It wasn't Isaiah's word. It was God's word. Oh, and what a blessed word it was. "Say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father." And indeed, yes, genealogy would bring us from Hezekiah down to David, would it not? But then he says, "I have heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I'll add unto thy days 15 years. I have heard thy prayer." Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. "Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself." Why, one cannot help but think of that hymn. That Oh, how it speaks. It's here on my heart, Lord. The burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. Don't it pain your eyes, dear soul? It pains your heart, does it not? To think you and I, dear soul, have been left to do such things as we are so verily guilty of. You know, dear soul, how merciful God is. Turn over. Let's go into the New Testament. Let's get to John's epistle. And what does he tell us there? That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You may have got, dear soul, sins exceeding large. Yes, dear soul, but the blood of Christ divinely flows a healing balm for all our woes. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You know, the Apostle Paul says this, doesn't he? O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? He felt his wretchedness. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Dear soul, has the Lord heard you bemoaning yourself? Yes. He saw Hezekiah with his face turned toward the wall. Has he seen you and I, dear soul, on our knees in spirit, if not in practice? But are seeing us in spirit on our knees, crying that well-worn prayer that's never worn out and will not wear out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I have heard. It is, oh, I have surely heard. Something special about this, isn't there? You see, dear soul, when the Lord hears a sinner's cry, he sends answers of peace. David, as a sinner, Richard Fields, a sinner. Yes, and we could go through, my friend, could we not? If I knew everybody's name, it was right through the chapel. We're all sinners, without exception. And I hope you don't object to that, but you are. But here's how. See, I've surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. And when the Lord sent Nathan to David, didn't he? Not Isaiah, he sent Nathan to David. And he expressed to him a parable of a poor man with a new lamb. And now a rich man had taken this ewe lamb and destroyed it and offered as a sacrifice. And David says, the man shall surely die. Yes, David, but thou art the man. See, we see the sin in others, don't we? It's very easy to see the mistakes, the faults, the failings, the inconsistencies in others. But you notice, oh, God's word is this. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. We need, dear soul, and I say this in love to your soul, we need to look at ourselves. To look at ourselves. We need to, what did David say? I think it's the end of Psalm 139, I might be wrong. But he says, search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, to be able to come, yes, in all honesty, before God. Yes, you can just say, oh, search me, O God, and try my heart. But friends, it's as dead as the seat you sit on, isn't it? Let's be honest about it. But oh, if you and I are found like Ephraim here, like David was, yes, so much so. See, God heard. Yes. God saw David's grief, sorrow, repentance. And dear soul, and he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? That passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Yes, dear soul. Poor devil-hunted, dragged soul, the Lord delights in mercy. And he says, what does he say here in Isaiah's prophecy, and chapter 57? And he says this, David, Hezekiah, Ephraim, you and I, poor soul, oh, it may be so, may it be so. I have seen his ways and will heal him and will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Yes, it is, oh, I've seen him. I've seen his tears. Why, dear Peter, poor man. Yes, he thought he could stand. He thought he could be faithful. But he found he couldn't. Oh, friends, and you know, the Lord sometimes shows you and I very clearly what is in our hearts. Peter learnt a painful lesson. Yes, you know, all these things are here recorded in the Word of God. Yes, for your instruction and mine. Oh, what a painful lesson it was for poor Peter. Some may think that those words that the Lord spoke to Peter were just to Peter. Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee, they may sit thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. You know, dear soul, some of God's dear people, some of God's children, some poor souls, some poor sinners, fruit, it is well. Oh, yes. And they'd been overcome by the adversary. They've fallen into sin and iniquity. And the Lord has brought it to their remembrance. What did it read here earlier in the chapter? It appeared of old unto thee, saying, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, dear soul. And it was that loving kindness that drew a poor, guilty, backsliding sinner back to himself. Yes. Oh, it's return, O backsliding daughter. Oh, yes. And what does the Lord say to us here in the book of Malachi, or Hosea rather? Yes, the prophecy of Hosea. And why here was this people that were verily guilty? Oh, Israel again. Yeah. You know, see, the Lord, how merciful he is. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Oh, friend, do you and I, we have to put our hands up and say, guilty. But the Lord says, take with you words. Turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Yes, so will we render the cards of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We'll not ride on horses. We will say no more the work of our hands. Oh, ye are our gods, for in them the fatherless findeth mercy. But the Lord then goes on to say, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Oh, friends, how the Lord hears. You know, this comes to me. It's not quite in the same vein that here was the children of Israel. We've been speaking about backsliding, but here the children of Israel were found in bondage. They're found in Egypt. Oh, and how, yes, the Lord reads in the second chapter of the Exodus that the Lord and God heard their groaning. God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and God looked upon the children of Israel and had respect unto them. And you read about Moses at the backside of the desert. And our bush burned and was not consumed. Now Moses draws near and is commanded to take off the shoes from his feet because the place he stood was holy ground. And the Lord said to him, this, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You know, Moses was a man with like passions as you and I. Go back a little further in the Word of God. We'll just go back in the previous chapter. Yeah. And what did Moses do? He slayed an Egyptian. He was a murderer. Oh, how merciful God is. I say, how merciful God is. We mentioned David, and you know his sin was adultery. Moses' sin is murder. What's those commandments? Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. And yet, my friends, the Lord is very, very merciful. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Can I say it again? I do so often. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. But here the children of Israel are. Yes, but what I was going to say was, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Oh, yes. You know, the Lord is pleased to seal pardon. He doesn't always say to a sinner, thy sins are forgiven. But you say, if the Lord should seal such a word home into some poor soul's heart and soul here this morning, these words, I am the God of thy father, Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of thy father, friends, yes, the friend of God, Abraham. Oh, the sealing of the Holy Spirit. Moses' sins forgiven. But I was coming to this. Why, it reads here, doesn't it, in the 7th verse, I have surely seen. Yes. I have surely heard. Well, here it's, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land into a good large land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, dear sir, I have surely seen. Yes, I have surely heard. Is all. The Lord is ever looking upon his people. Oh, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. He was bidden, come unto me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. He's a blessed Saviour, he's a glorious Redeemer. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Oh, come in with true godly sorrow and repentance over sin and iniquity. Is all. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly say not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your soul reveal his love with power. I've surely seen. Sees us, dear soul, in our lowest state. Yes, dear soul. And again, his loving kindness. His loving kindness. What does the hymn writer say to us here in hymn number 9? What a hymn it is. Yes, he justly claims a song for me. His loving kindness, oh how. See, this is it, Ephraim. This is it, David. This is it, Peter. This is it, Moses. This is it, you and I, poor soul. He saw me ruin in the fall. It loved me not withstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate. His loving kindness, oh, how great. Yes. He saw me ruined in the fall. Peter, ruined. But you know, that's a lovely word you find there in the Gospel of Mark relating to Peter. Peter then has denied the Lord. But, you know, what you and I read is this. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. I've surely heard Peter bemoaning himself. You know, friends, where was Peter on the day of Pentecost? You know, he wasn't taking the back seat, was he? No, he was there, the prominent speaker, declaring, the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I must come back. Why, what? Peter. It marks gospel. The Lord appeared to those women. And he tells them this. Go and tell my disciples and Peter. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Go and tell and Peter. Peter, you're still loved. Peter, I've not forgotten you. Peter, I'm not casting you away. Yeah, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. It's true, isn't it? He saw me ruined in the fall. It loved me not with standing all. Is there a poor, guilty, shall I say it, hell-deserving sinner here this morning? But dear soul, have you come in with this prayer? With this, not this prayer, this witness of heaven? I've surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Where there's been those real tears of penitential grief and sorrow before the Lord. You know, those two men, I know it's a parable, but it's the teaching of Jesus. Two men that went to the temple, pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. We just look at the publican. What did he would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven. No, you know, he felt, did he not, to be the vilest sinner out of hell. You know what it is to come into the house of God, to feel the worst of the worst. And the devil says there's no hope for you. But dear soul, the devil's a liar. He always has been. He never changes. He takes no holiday. He's not retiring. Dear soul, and neither is the blessed Saviour and the glorious Redeemer. I have surely heard his ear is open unto their cry. Yes, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I've surely heard. The God of heaven, he's heard a poor sinner's cry. Dear soul, you're loved with an everlasting love. It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Save the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? Must forever lie in hell and not salvation for me. But dear soul, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Yes. Save to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Heart is whole. We get these blessed promises. Yes. Promises here. Here in this book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 3:22. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. And I will heal your backslidings. Yes, dear soul, he is very merciful. Why? Repeat it again. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Yes, dear soul, he delights in mercy. Ah, dear soul, with your experience is Moses, David, Peter, the Apostle. The Apostle Paul. You know, these men that we mentioned, they didn't forget their past. The Apostle Paul, what did he say? Why? He was the least to be called an apostle. Why? Because I persecuted the church of God. He didn't forget those days. David didn't forget his. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. My sin is ever before me. My sin is ever before me. It is all, yes. And that, dear soul, keeps you and I at his feet. When we remember of what we've been. Mercy and salvation is a blessed gift. Yeah. But souls that do not forget what they once were. There once, yes, drenched in sin. But the Lord mercifully plucks them as brands from the burning. You know, I must close, but there is, I preach from this, I feel sure here in the past, but there's that account in Zechariah's prophecy of Joshua the high priest. Now, here's another one. Why, yes, he should have known better. But he sinned. We read the word of God carefully in Ezra and Nehemiah. You see, the priests, they were marrying strange wives. Oh, Joshua the high priest is being convinced of this, and he comes now. Where is he? Why, he's come before the Lord. It reads like this, doesn't it? That Zechariah's prophecy, and Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. That's the point. This heart, you. Poor soul this morning, stand before the God of heaven, before the angel of the Lord. Yes, ah, is all. And what did he say? And then that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. But Joshua, yes, ah, Satan stands there at his right hand to resist him. Joshua, you've had it. You're too bad, too wretched. Look at your sins. You can't be pardoned, you can't be forgiven. But dear soul, the word of God is this, that all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Come then, repenting sinner, come, O what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. Surely, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Well, there have been some remarks, as I say, these words came to me as I came into the vestry this morning. And I should just leave it there and ask the Lord's blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon at 2:30, and the collections today are for the Christian Institute. And tomorrow evening, Mr. Timothy Pocock is expected to preach, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Roland Wheatley. And our friends at Oakington anniversary service is on the 16th of June, Wednesday evening. But the special prayer meeting at Fen Stanton on Friday has been cancelled. Let us close with hymn 1088. 1088. Shepherd divine, our wants relieve in this our evil day. To all thy tempted followers give the power to trust and pray. Hymn 1088.
graciously bless thine own word. Oh, that it may not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleasest send it. Help us then now, through the remainder of this day, this afternoon, and evening hour also. And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and always. Amen.